All right. Well, I am Mick C. Stevens. I'm the lead vocalist, harmonica extraordinaire. This is, to my right, I mean, you can't see him because you're only listening to it, but to my right is the drummer, Mr.
Rob Gamblin. I could have done it myself, but yeah. Rob Gamblin, I play drums.
Rich Cornell, I play guitar.
And I'm Benedict White, and I play bass guitar. Well, I say play, but it lives in my hands from time to time.
Fumble
about. That's probably the best way of putting it.
And how long has this band been together? How long have the four of you been playing?
Us four. Is it four years? We worked at Everdone, wasn't it? Four years.
We did.
This lineup.
Well, the band's been running probably best part of nearly 10 years now.
We've had the
usual run of different drummers and stuff. Rob kindly took up the mantle, and it's been going well ever since, really.
You don't give those drums an easy ride, do you, out there?
I don't believe that's what they're built for, an easy ride. No. So, in fact, that was not my kit, so I was quite... tried to be respectful towards it, but anything that was mine, no, it's there to be smashed.
Because I loved that. You got those drums, you got the bass, you got the guitar going, and then out of nowhere comes this harmonica, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think the standard of the sort of rhythm and riffs that we come up with, it works well. It works well to add that sort of like bluesy kind of touch to it. So why not?
I think as well it's a nice surprise for a lot of people, because with the sort of, I mean, we wouldn't necessarily class ourselves as a metal band, but we do end up playing with a lot of other, you know, harder but heavier bands than ourselves, and you know, you see the crowd's reaction when Mick pulls a harmonica out.
Yeah, what about me Acme whistle as well?
That's awesome. Yeah,
I love playing that, but I only play it on one song. But no, I mean, like, as a vocalist, I guess that it's a lot of fun trying to add a few more things in there.
Because we're a four-piece, one guitar, one bass, drums, single vocals, the only backing vocals. It's just a little extra thing, like spice.
Sets
us apart, hopefully.
It does, especially sort of like within the scene that we're running on.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not exactly like a lot of the other bands out there, but we still fit in with those bands. So it certainly works.
What's nice about the harmonica is that it quite often takes the place of where a guitar solo might be. Yeah. And what you quite often get live, if there's only one guitar, if there's a solo, obviously the rhythm guitar drops out, which, you know, you're used to seeing it a lot of the time, but it sometimes sounds a bit less heavy.
Yeah, it weakens the sound a little bit.
Yeah, so if there's a solo, that can happen, so it's nice to have that option as well.
How do you describe yourselves as a band?
Go on, Rick, you've got an idea.
Frenetic heavy rock, pretty much. Straight up, no frills, just beard fueled, just filthy blues touches. If you like AC/DC
and Rick does
Black
like
Sabbath,
AC/DC.
and that kind of thing, you like it.
Can we find you online?
Everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, Facebook, Instagram.
You can download the album from Bandcamp as well.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you just type All From Gears into Google, we take up most of the first page, which is all quite nice.
You can find us on YouTube as well. There's loads of videos people are taking, shows and things like that.
Yeah, we've got a couple of videos from the EP as well. You don't get to see us in the video, but check them out.
What's next for you?
More music, I would assume.
Yeah.
We're just trying to hopefully expand on the number of gigs that we have, and obviously soon after that, hopefully more recordings.
Yeah,
that's what we want to do.
Two more gigs this year. One uptown, one in Camden. We've got on the 17th of November, and then we're playing an all-dayer, which a friend of ours is putting together, which has just got a brilliant lineup, which is fairly local to us, fairly local to the listeners of this station in Northfleet, actually. At the Red Line, that's on the 8th of December. That's the rest, that's us for this year. We're continuing to write. We've pretty much got on almost an album's worth of new material. Some of it's brand new, some of it's stuff we've been working on for, well, a few years.
Years,
maybe before I was even in the band, actually.
We've just never recorded it.
We're hopefully soon a new release, maybe next year or the year after, I don't know, we'll see.
We'll throw some money at this one.
More gigs, I think, is the main thing at the moment. Just get ourselves out there a bit more.
It's been really good chatting to you.
And
we've got music starting on stage, All From Gears. Thank you very, very much.
Cheers, Nick.